What, geezer?
Hello, my little gammon.
Oh, fuck me. It is hot as balls.
Well, I think for this podcast, we should change our names to Two Spoons of Iced Coffee.
That's the episode title, right?
Why are you naked? What the fuck is this?
I'm not naked. Man.
Why are you rubbing your nipples?
That was for
why is, why have you got no hair? Why are you like an otter? What the fuck is this?
Got no hair. I'm not hairy.
Look at it.
I have got hair. You can't see it. It's white.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like a polar bear.
Yeah.
He's clearly not worked behind a bar for a little while. Well done.
Cock that right up.
Deary me. Cheers.
Cheers to your, what I hope is vodka.
Yeah, just a pint of unsaturated gin. Yeah, how's it going then? All right.
I said I was sweating my balls off earlier, I tell you.
Yeah, it's not been a good day, really, is it? I assume you spent a lot of the day, I hope you spent a lot of the day inside.
No, actually, I spent most of it outside. That's why I'm so
naked.
I'm not wearing a top.
Yeah,
it was awful, man. I had to go and help a friend. He owns 30 acres of woodland.
Fuck.
And I help him manage it. And
I tell you what, you're a busy little egg. You are really, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I do a lot of shit. Yeah. So I had to take down a tree. Because it was dangerously, like, it was breaking, but it was, if it fell over, then it could have fallen into the road, basically.
Oh, I left it, mate.
Otherwise, I said to him, can we not leave it for, like, a week when it's not,
you know,
35 degrees out here? It's rank. And he was like, nah, because it could fall over into the road. And I said, well, all right, if it does, then it would just make our job easier, because we'll chop it up and move it.
Just pull it back in. Like strong, and then you whip your top off. Went, see, I'll pull it back in.
Yeah, I'll pull it back in, lad. Yeah, shoulder bench it now.
Did he look at you and went, I think we better do it now, pal?
I think you're pulling the leg, chief. you know, I've developed a worrying affinity for lager.
Yes, I mean, it's not what I would assume that you drink something like Pernod. I don't know. You've always come across like that kind of chap, like a gin and tonic job.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, to be honest, no. Right. I've never been a gin guy. I used to drink rum.
Very nice, yeah.
But I drink, what it is, right, is I, there's a twofold thing. One is that about a year ago, I wanted to start putting on weight more. So I just started drinking lager instead because it had a load of calories in it. So it's like free calories.
Yeah, but they're not good calories, are they?
No, but you don't need good calories. You don't need all of your calories to be good calories. I just need to drink enough or have enough calories going to put on weight.
I think you'll end up with a little beer gut, like me, pal. Doesn't really matter. That's the problem there.
Nah, it doesn't matter at my age. In a few, when I get to your age, maybe I'll stop, but. No, I don't know. I exercise a lot, so it kind of cancels out. But the other thing is that I've realised that I actually really like the taste of lagers and pilsners. But secondly, I drink very quickly. If a drink is in front of me, I just drink very quickly.
Sure.
So I was getting pissed, basically, quickly, drinking rum, because I'd have a double rum and coke and it'd just be gone.
Yeah.
Whereas a lager, I can have 3 or 4 in the same amount of time it would take me to drink about 8 double rums and cokes. So,
yes, about right.
And I don't really like getting drunk at all.
Yeah, I don't particularly. I think I like being in control of my own faculties. Is the thing. I mean, I do some dumb shit when I've had a drink as well. So,
yeah,
it's not sensible.
No, I've only actually ever been one, like, drunk properly once.
Oh no.
And that was like I mean blackout drunk. And I did that never again. Never again.
I think it is funny when you wake up and, you know, people go, oh, do you remember what you did last night? No, I haven't got a fucking clue. Why don't you fill me in, pal? Because I don't know what happened for breakfast yesterday. I'm that fucked. But then it's scary to think that you've done a million things off your nut. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I fucking hate that. I hate the idea of someone coming to me and saying, mate, you know, you really shouldn't have punched that waiter last night or something like that. I'm just, never want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Although it's weird, even when I blacked out that one time, I still remembered most of the evening. It was only waking up and throwing up that I didn't remember.
That's probably a good thing, to be fair. You've done a lot for yourself there.
Apart from that, but yeah, it's the feelings afterwards, like, you know, waking up and just feeling groggy and not able to do anything. That's not the one.
Well, again, especially when you get to my age, mate, when it's like genuinely like 2-3 day hangover, it's the worst thing ever.
Because
you've got a plan to do fuck all for at least a day.
Yeah.
Just to be able to recoup some electrolytes to get yourself out of bed. I mean, not ideal.
So, since we spoke last, speaking of getting out of bed, since we spoke last, you have been on holiday.
I have. I've been to España. Yeah. Why have you creeped up to the screen? Why are you...
I've come to inspect you.
Very nice. Yeah, it's a bit of a... I mean, the first couple of days were a bit of a fucking shambles, to be honest with you. In the fact that we turned... Oh, mate. So, we turned up at the airport, got on the plane, everything else was rocking well, right? Like, we turned up, like, half an hour later than we should have done. So, we essentially went straight through customs, straight through onto the plane. Before you know it, we were taking off. No bother. It was actually really lovely. We got there. The geezer was waiting for us. Like, so we booked like a coach. You know, there's 2 or 3 flights worth of people get on a coach.
Right, yeah.
Now, he said one of the flights from Bristol is 30 minutes late. Like, you know, fair enough. Things happen, whatever. We waited outside in the heat for 30 minutes. No one turned up. And then like 45 minutes later, you know, I mean, we waited for like an hour and a half for this flight to turn up. And then we all piled on a coach. And then when we booked it, it said it was going to be like hour 45 travel. And we, you know, even that, it's quite long, to be fair. It's quite painful.
That's a bit of a trek, yeah.
You're better off getting a taxi and it takes you fucking 20 minutes, but I didn't want to pay that much. Turns out I should have done. And then, so we got on a coach and then they did every single place, every single hotel, every single stop before us. We were the last ones. And it was us and like 2 other couples that were both on the coach and all, and we were all pissed. We were all going, mate, we've been waiting fucking 5 hours now, what's this? So it took us from landing at 3 o'clock, we got to the hotel at 7:30, which was lovely.
Fucking hell, I should have just rented a car.
Well, this is what I said. The problem with rent, I mean, I looked at the price of renting cars and it was like €60 a day.
Oof.
But in hindsight, it would have been fucking cheaper to do that. And better.
Really?
Yeah, the coach cost us €50 there and back, but we didn't even take it on the way back. We ended up getting a taxi, and the taxi cost us €60 anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're in dispute with them about that, so that's fine. And then we turned up at the hotel. The hotel itself's lovely. The food was nice, whatever else. The problem was that one of the restaurant managers had said to us through several complaints, but you know, we found like spiders on food and things like that, whatever else. I don't mind that because things crawl on it, that's the way it is. Really, like, you know, like if you know, like in pubs and restaurants.
I like a plate of spiders. Yeah.
Lovely. When you go to a restaurant or something, and they not a proper restaurant, but I mean like a like fast food or something like that, you know. You get the lettuce and things in bags pre-prepped and it just comes in, you just assume it's clean and washed, you stick it out, job done. This is what the guy had said, that they don't wash any of their fruit and vegetables. They just assume like it's pre-washed and then bagged and then sent to them. So the problem is that, you know, like I said, we found a couple of spiders and things and it was a bit, you know, it was odd, but it's one of them things. I don't mind brushing it off and just getting on with my life. But I had some salad and some paella, right? And I've started eating. This was like day 2, right? Maybe day 3. I've started eating. And then I've just looked at my fork, like just luckily looked at my fork before I stuck it in my head, because I'm a troffer, Jam. I'll just fucking yeet it in. I don't mind.
Yeah, I know.
But I was looking at my fork and I thought, well, that bit of fucking rice is moving, isn't it? That's horrible. It's a fucking maggot.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, mate. It was awful.
No.
So,
what the fuck?
Like an actual, do you know what I mean? It wasn't like a little babby, mate. It was like a real life job. Like, I mean, I'm used to them because I used to go fishing a lot.
You normally eat them.
Yeah. I fucking bushed like a child in my life, pal. Fucking hell.
Go-to snack.
Have we got any of them? Got any of them little bags of maggots left?
Mm.
Live or dead, I don't mind. Yeah, so, I mean, because I used to go fishing a lot, then I'm sort of used to touching them and whatever. Do you know what I mean? They don't make me feel weird or nothing like that. But looking at it, rolling about in the plate, like, it made me feel quite sick. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like initially I laughed at it and I showed the girls, the waitresses, and I said, fuck you, look at the state of this. Why have I got a maggot on my plate? What's that? So that obviously they both gasped and one of them took it off and went off of it. No manager turned up to ask if we were white or what the fuck is going on. Where's the maggots come from? Do you know what I mean? So we had to ask for a manager to come over.
What?
And then this poor bloke, like, I've been in his position, not about maggots, but I've been in his position with people complaining before. And I felt bad complaining about it. But equally, I was sat there thinking, there's a fucking maggot in my dinner.
No,
bro.
I can't feel bad about this. That was my guy, did you drop like a pot of tackle in the paella? What's going on?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, don't tell everyone, like the fly in the soup, innit? Don't tell them all. They'll all want one.
Oh, they'll all want one now. Yeah, that's a classic.
So we were talking to him about it, and he said, "Well, what's the, you know, Olivia was trying to be sly about it, and she's doing your wiggly finger gun. So what are we doing about?" And I thought, oh, that's brilliant, but. But the geezer's clearly trying to keep it hushed. Like, and no one else, he doesn't want anyone else to fucking hear that we're talking about it, you know. And then, he went, I'll speak to someone else. You know, I've spoken to the chef and the whatever. And I thought, okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you our room number, pal. And then you come back to us when you've decided on something worthwhile. He immediately said, well, do you want a Heineken?
That's fucking hilarious. Well,
I'm all inclusive, pal. I don't need a beer. For a fucking maggot, thank you. It's not a fair swap, is it?
Nah.
So that was pretty banter. And then the rest of the holiday was all right, to be fair. But that, the first couple of days, was a state. They did, to be fair, in compensation, they sent us to their... So they've got a sister hotel on the other side of the beach sort of thing.
Yeah.
On the other side of the town. But underneath that is a really posh... And I mean, like, all the other restaurants in town are like 10, 15 euros for dinner. Per person sort of thing. This restaurant that they sent us to was like £45 per person, you know, like for a main meal.
It was
proper stuff. And it was, honestly, it was fucking lovely. It was like going bloody Rick Steins and Sandbanks. It was lovely. It sort of cheered me up a bit. I still complained on a TripAdvisor and things like that. Fuck them.
We're going back there again. Who knew going to a place called Tosser would be a bad idea?
I thought it'd be quite fitting for me, but clearly not.
Yeah. Well, so you got that and food. So the food poisoning was from what?
I don't even know what it was from. I've got an email to... They've replied to me and said I need to fill out one of their health forms and, you know, list everything that I've eaten and drunk in the last 72 hours before that. It's all inclusive. I've eaten everything. Ask them what was on the menu.
You gave me.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I've eaten it all. One of each, please.
Yeah, and as a result, I shat myself two days.
I
so,
honestly
come
shat
on.
Everywhere. It was terrible. It was like Mount Tarlisus. I mean, it was fucking horrible.
That sounds like one of those jackass stunts, isn't it?
Honestly, the only thing that would have made it more jackass if I bottled it and swallowed it again. Fucking hell.
Fuck me, bro. But you need help.
On a serious, though, I've never... I've had food poisoning before, but that was I've never had to stay in bed. Do you know what I mean? Like, physically couldn't walk down one flight of stairs to the pool in case I shit my pants.
Yeah.
Not ideal. So yeah, I mean, I think it was the chicken, innit? They had some chicken like rolls there.
Yeah, it always is, bro. I don't trust chicken. Like, if it's cooked in a nice restaurant, I'll trust it. But I don't trust chicken anywhere.
Yeah.
Apart from if it's been deep fried.
Yeah, well, yeah. But even then, I've certainly worked in restaurants where I've seen the chefs send out things that aren't cooked enough. And I've had to send it back. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've probed it in front of me and it's like 32 degrees. But it's just come out of the freezer. Put it back in.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's not good. No.
It's so raw, it's clucking. But yeah, anyway, so that was that. What about you? What have you been up to for the last week or two? Other than fucking about trees.
Yeah, that kind of shit. I mean, I went down see my girlfriend in Dorset. I stayed with another mate in Swanage. Oh, that was what I was going to tell you, actually. So I stayed with a mate in Swanage from uni. And we had great fun. And I was chatting to him and saying, you know, surely you don't want to spend the rest of your life in Swanage. And he was brilliant. Like, yeah, no, I do want to try somewhere else. But he said he'd probably always come back to it. And I was just, I mean, like, I actually fucking hate seaside towns generally because it's just all tourism and salt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's something about them. They creep me out, seaside towns. I don't know what it is.
So you moved to Cornwall.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's it. Surrounded I'm just by glad the sea. I don't live in one. I'm not in Cornwall, though, am I? Is that about it?
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
no, you've moved to a forest, to be fair, so it is literally the opposite.
It's very different. I had a look around just to see what was there. I mean, obviously, I grew up near there, but I'm just having a look around and see what was there. It's like the theatre looks like some brutalist architecture. I'm not going to lie, like it was straight out of Bolshevik Russia and a bunch of other stuff. But it actually had a nightclub.
What did? In the cinema?
No, Swanage has a nightclub.
Yeah, of course Swanage it does. Where else do you think they go? These little sleepy old people. Where do you think they're saving it up? That's it. It's like
anywhere from Swanage is half an hour. Well, I looked on their Facebook. I took a few screenshots of the kind of clientele they've had before COVID. Oh, my days. It was absolutely genius. I had a Halloween night. Most of the people I thought were scary enough without
putting on outfits. No one dressed up. They just shit yourself.
It was like, you haven't dressed up, bro. I mean, what the fuck is that? Honestly, I've never seen more, like, a higher number of sex offenders crammed together in a room.
It's ironic, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Fucking hell. I wish we could upload some pictures or something somewhere, like maybe to Twitter of the art, but just get done. Like me, David. Have you ever seen like an old school horror film, like, you know, The Creature from the Black Lagoon or Thriller or like that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
The people looked like those characters
because they were
fugly as shit.
Brilliant.
And then they had put on makeup and the rest. It was horrifying, honestly. So I would not recommend. But we didn't go. So we went. I wanted to go for a swim, but I don't like swimming in the sea. So we went to a different swimming pool, but it was in a caravan park.
Sure.
But like a really shit caravan
park. Classy.
And so I went, we went to the reception, asked to pay, and like the whole thing was made out of plastic. The whole cabin was made out of plastic, like real 90s. Like it had lino on the walls, you know.
Brilliant.
And they had the audacity to have this chain. And then a Perspex screen to keep you away from the Perspex screen. So you're like leaning over the chain to pay for something. And I'm like, love, this Perspex screen isn't going to save you. Maybe losing 15 stone might. Like, come on, Janet. Be real. I could spit on you and you'd be in better health. All right. And so we went into this pool. We're the only ones in there. And we're like, okay. And we walked in. And my eyes immediately stung from the chlorine in the room. Like, no joke. Wow. There was that much. I was like, I'm not sure I can do this, but we're there. I didn't put my head under the water because I thought I'd come out without eyebrows.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That explains why you're so smooth now, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Burnt a layer of
just
skin.
Just fucking
off.
Bleached yourself.
So we go in, and there's the typical 18-year-old blokey lifeguard who looks like he'd rather kill himself than work another shift.
Literally every single lifeguard ever.
I've ever seen, for sure. So that was a bog standard. I've never seen something like, okay, if you turned out the lights, right, and, you know, you just went in and took some pictures, it would look like an advertisement for some 90s theme park. Like, no joke. Like, it had not been renovated since the 90s. Like, it had all those, you remember, like, you know, the McDonald's kind of bright RGB colors.
Yeah.
The plastic, like, yellow and green and reds and, like, the primary colors from a play school. Yeah, right. And if you just turn out the lights, right, and it was quiet, it would be super creepy. Because it would be so jarring. It would feel like one of those places. You ever walked into a place and you thought, I've definitely been here before, but there's no way that you could have been because it just looks so generic and it's quite off-putting.
Yeah.
Like a hospital.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all same.
Yeah. That,
Yeah, I get you.
That kind of thing. And you're like, I've never been here before, but like, I know that smell. I know the sounds and the rest of it. That was what that was like. So I did not enjoy that at all. I felt very unsafe in that environment.
It's just very, very difficult for you to feel unsafe as well. Normally it's you that makes people feel
unsafe. I know, normally, you know, if someone's making me feel unsafe, then that's, you know, fair enough. Yeah, that's
they need a fucking raise, pal.
I did not enjoy that. I enjoyed cooling off because it was like 33 degrees, but I don't have any arm hair anymore. So,
well, nice.
Yeah, that was banter. That really was. I wish I'd taken pictures, but it was, you know what? Okay. You know, Jurassic Park, right? You know, all those 90s ass, like the merch that they sell in the Jurassic Park shop in the original film. You're not on about?
Yeah.
It's like all of that on the walls and shit, you know, didn't like him. And no one else was in there either, apart from me and my mate. So, yeah, still better than someone in the scene.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
So that was that couple of days. Yeah, it was. I mean, Swanage is a lovely place if you are 60 and ready to die.
Well, fucking hell! I think it is really pretty if you're going to visit, but not to live there. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's it. I've grown up near the sea, and I now honestly get depressed going near the sea.
Yeah,
like any seaside town, anything like it,
I just get depressed.
I can't stand it.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, I've lived. We both lived down here for a long time, but I've lived near the sea most of my life, and I've probably been to the sea less than most other people have. Do you know what I mean? Like most people from inner cities and things like that, because we're right next to it. I don't need to fucking. I've seen it once.
Yeah,
it does the job of surrounding us. That's it. See you later. It stops the French getting in. Next, I mean.
I don't want to go to the beach for anything. Like, all you can do there is what you can do anywhere else, but in the shade.
Well, yeah, you can just lay down and get upset that you've got sand fucking everywhere.
Just go in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, go sit out there.
I don't need to be surrounded by another 300 people that all think the same thing. Yeah. This is shit.
Exactly. And I'm playing games on the beach. What's that about? I don't want to do that. You're diving around, you're getting sand in your eyes.
What's the point? Just go and it's easier if you don't play on the beach. Go in.
Anywhere I go, I come back from and my gooch is chafing, then I know I'm not going
to
go there
again. It's not a good place to have been, yeah.
It's not, yeah. Is it?
If you have to at any point rearrange because everything's fallen out of place. Probably don't. Or when you get home and you go, fuck it, I'm never going there again because everything's cutting me to fuck. I feel like I'm wearing sandpaper. Don't go there then.
And what's more, right? You know, people say, oh, I go to the beach and, you know, look hot or something and, brilliant. You know, pick up women or something like that. I know plenty of my mates when they get sick for me, you know, what, go down the beach and try and look buff and whatever and attract the ladies and the rest of it. And it was just, I really don't like, and also that was what made, I used to laugh at was the fact that, right, if you see an attractive woman down the beach, right, and you're single and you're thinking, right, let's have a go at that.
Brilliant.
You don't, because you don't want to approach a woman who you've never spoken to while she's basically in her underwear. Like, because all you have to start that conversation with is, all right, you like the beach then, do you?
Nice pants, love.
Yeah, nice tits.
Brilliant.
Seriously, though, what are you going to start
conversation? It's the classic British, isn't it? You walk up and you go, it's a bit fucking hot, isn't it?
Fuck me.
Do you fancy a drink? Because I'm melting. Yeah, job done.
Get a Cornetto.
Do you want to go and swim in the sea? I don't. I fucking hate it.
There's a penny arcade over there. Do you fancy a pop? Oh man, I can't do it.
Yeah,
that's what I mean about the beach. Nothing is easier on the beach. It's all harder. You know, cooking harder,
burning,
eating harder. You know, meeting people harder, playing games harder. Like, what are you gaining? Go anywhere else, bro. Anywhere.
Do you know?
Fucks me off.
Do you know my issue with? I mean, sunbathing in general is a real problem for me. Because it's so fucking boring. I just want to do something, man. I get so bored laying still. Like, I mean, Olivia's the same. She likes the occasional, like, sit down and do fuck all. But I'm just a busy person. Like, I always want to be doing so. I feel like I'm wasting my... I tell you what, out of a million sperm, out of fucking 30 generations of humans, I haven't been put here to lay down. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
What time for that? Oh, I need to get brown. Give a shit what colour I am, mate.
Yeah, and it's going to go in 2 months.
Yeah, well, I'll be dead and it'll be fucking no colour at all then. What does it matter?
Yeah, great.
What does it matter?
I mean...
skin cancer, yes, please.
Anyway. I get a little bit of a colour difference. You might be like, you can't really see it, like here.
It's like from white to beige. Brilliant.
Yeah, I just, I don't tan, so I'm not even going to try it. But even if I could tan, I'm not sitting outside. I work outside a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I get the colour from that, but like I'm not sitting down to try and work on my tan lines and that.
No, I ain't got time for it. I mean,
get a grip.
It doesn't help that I'm walking around in the sun all day every day. So of course I'm going to get a tan no matter what. But
yeah, today must have been fucking horrible for you.
Oh, it was extortionate. It was like, do you know, there was other depots in the country that genuinely closed, or they were asked to come in at like 5 a.m. so that they would all finish by 12 and job done, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what they said to us? We turned up at half six, 7 o'clock today, and the manager said, don't forget to take all your big parcels. Cheers, then. Well, I tell you what, we'll do more work, shall we? Isn't it? 40 degrees, is it? Get me outside.
Thank you. Yeah, get a hat on, you'd be right.
Do you know what? That's what he actually said. He said, I've got some spare hats in the office if anyone wants one. What's a hat going to do to me, bro? Make me hotter.
He's looking after you. He's looking after you.
Oh, he's brilliant. Nah. Brilliant. Do you know what? Yeah. It really upsets me. And the more I think about it, the more it angers me. Why don't they supply all postmen with sun cream? Because we're forced to go outside in the fuck. I know it's our choice and our job and we get paid for it, whatever else. But I'm getting fucking skin cancer off of this shit. Do you know what I mean? I've not asked for it, mate.
Yeah.
I'm asking for is some fucking cash in the pocket. I don't want to be fucking out there like a little fucking prawn. Do you know what I mean?
But it's true that people don't have a good, like, grasp sometimes on... Well, I think that's got to be true for the general populace, but don't have a good grasp on exactly what the challenges people face in their jobs if they're working outside. Like, the weather... People think of the weather in the UK or whatever, and it's fairly mild all around. Like, yeah, it's hot now for a few days or whatever, but it's not... You know, it's not 40 degrees for 3 weeks or something.
It's not like this all the time, is it? It's not.
Yeah. And in the winter, it's not minus 60 or something.
Yeah. It's not ridiculous. Even storms, we have a storm for like a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It's not like a 3 day storm, hurricanes and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of tornado ripping through your village. Like it's the same. And I was just thinking, postmen in general, like in England, comparative to other countries, postmen, you know, you don't
quite well off.
Yeah, like a Florida postman. But then I was thinking, actually, no, because in America or somewhere that has extreme weather, a postman not turning up would be normal for that kind of a day.
Yeah.
Like anywhere where it actually has extreme weather, like people would be used to the post office, you know, not delivering on that day.
Yeah.
In England, it doesn't fucking matter whether it's wind, rain or shine. You know, it's you get out there, son, on your bike.
You know,
go on.
Do you remember a storm that we had probably 6 months ago, maybe a year ago? I can't remember how long ago it was. It was probably like a couple of 6 months ago. It was a proper storm. I mean, like there was weather warnings at, like red warnings, and it was a bit windy and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's the only day. That's the only day that I've had off because of weather. Do you know what I mean? Because of like, and I mean that's because if we went out in a van, we'd have got fucking blown over.
Yeah, right.
But otherwise, yeah, you're right. We wouldn't. You know, we're expected to go out in all weathers.
It's just classic British mentality, really, isn't it? It's like it doesn't really matter what's going on.
Yeah.
You get out there and do what you were doing.
Grit your teeth and get on with it, pal.
It's the
war mentality, though, isn't it? It's, you know, calm and carry on job.
Yeah, because
actually, sometimes we can't really carry on, can we? Because the world's fucked.
Yeah, baking in the sun, yeah.
Literally, that. Like a little sweaty pig coming to knock at your door. Oh, hello, I've got a letter for you, darling. Brilliant. And do you know what happens to 90% of those letters? Yeah. Fucks off into the bin. dog shit. Why do I bother?
Use it to light the fire with most of the time.
Literally it. But he's fucking... Because, I mean, like... half the top host who can't fucking read, Benjamin. What's the point? Why am I posting stuff to people that have got two fucking fingers on their hands? Come on, hold the fucking thing. Don't read it. Fuck's sake. Oh, bless. I had a geezer earlier. This is fuck. I'm raging. I had a geezer earlier, bless him. And he's sat in his shed.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
In his garage, but he had, you know, the garage door was open.
Oh, the door open, yeah. So he can watch people. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ironically, I've, you know, slipped up the driveway like I normally do. And then I said, oh, afternoon, how you doing? And he shat his pants. And then I said, I said to him, he was just going, who's that? Who's that? I said, oh, I've got a parcel for you. It's the postman. I've got a parcel for you. He's going, well, is it for me? I said, I don't know. Who are you?
What do you mean? Who are you?
You live here, sir.
Is it then, for me?
But then he said, is it for number 7 or number 9? And I said, well, it's for number 9 because that's the house you're in.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
He didn't like that. The fact of the matter was, mate, he was blind. He could have been sat fucking anywhere.
That's genius.
What? But why are you sat in the sheds with the door open? You may as well have the door shut.
Yeah,
you can't see anything.
Cool. Oh, fantastic. So that makes me feel like, yeah, he's sat there watching people, is he now?
Well, that's what when you said he sat there watching people, I thought he's fucking not. He's literally doing the opposite.
That's hilarious. That bit unfortunate, that, isn't it? Yeah, being blind.
I mean, I wouldn't be able. Do you know what? I don't know if it was if you had this conversation, but would you prefer to be blind from birth? Or would you prefer to have seen the world until like the age of 25 or fucking 20 or whatever and then go blind?
Yeah, I think we did have this conversation. I said I'd rather be blind from birth.
Yeah, no, it's not the one. Why?
Well, I mean, I think I'd be able to cope with not knowing more than knowing. Because ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, and like, I would know that, I think, if I could hear... And I've been blind from birth, then I would know that that was the case. Like, you know, someone could say to me, well, if I took hearing now, would it suck more than just not never having heard? And I was like, well, yeah, it would. So.
I don't know. I think because I'm thinking about missing it too much that I'd rather have heard than not heard. Anyway, if we've had this conversation, it gives a fuck. Well, cheers for listening. To that one, it was emotional, wasn't it? As at the start, I'm going to call it 2 spoons of iced coffee because it is hot, hot, hot. We're on Twitter, 2spoons_coffee. That's the number 2. We're on Facebook, 2spoons o coffee. We've got our own website, 2spoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home. Well, thanks for listening. See you later.